Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Kinks' third single, You Really Got Me, was at number one on this day in 1964. Future Led Zeppelin founder and guitarist Jimmy Page played tambourine on the track. Here's Ray Davies from the group.
It was my attempt to write an R&B song. It sounded like, you know, at that time, people said it sounded like nothing else they'd ever heard. Whether that was meant to be a compliment or not, I'm not sure. But You Really Got Me did really explode, and I think it changed a lot of people's attitudes towards pop music. It was more of an expression than a song.
You really got me, you really got me, you really got me.
R.E.M. made it to the top 10 on the UK singles chart on this day in 1994 with What's the Frequency, Kenneth? The song was a track from the 1994 album, Monster.
We found ourselves in this position of being incredibly more famous than we've ever been before on two albums that were very popular but filled with slow or medium tempo songs. So we needed to do something really loud and raw, and we turned to our love of glam rock in the early 70s and the influence that it had on us as musicians and as fanboys, and that was the beginning of Monster.
Scissor Sisters hit the number one spot on this day in 2006 with I Don't Feel Like Dancing, the American rock band's first UK number one. The song was co-written by Elton John, who also played piano on the song.
Hey, this is Jake Shears.
And Baby Daddy.
We are two-fourths of Scissor Sisters.
And having a birthday today, Siobhan Faye, singer with British female pop group Bananarama, is turning 63. She had the 1984 UK number 3 single Robert De Niro's Waiting, plus over 20 other UK top 40 singles. She was also a member of Shakespeare's Sister, who had the 1992 UK number 1 single Stay. She talks about leaving the group Bananarama.
I mean, I was in the band for 7 years and we were really close friends, so we tried to all stick with it. And, you know, they knew for a couple of years that I wasn't happy with things. So they were relieved, really.
Today in Music for Thursday, the 10th of September, Mix 104.9.